In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Though it's not the only opinion, a commonly held opinion is that the crowd which welcomed Christ into Jerusalem is by and large the same crowd which later shouted out for his crucifixion. And the liturgy itself today on Palm Sunday lends itself to this interpretation. At the previous Mass, with the blessing of the palms and the procession, we began proclaiming Christ as our King and Messiah. Hosanna in excelsis, Hosanna filii David. And then some moments after that, we read through the Passion, where it was proclaimed, Crucifige eum, crucify him. Often we personify this even in our own lives when we sin, especially if we've contracted a habit of sin, especially if we've contracted a habit of grave sin. In such a state, we proclaim Christ as our Lord and Savior. But when his call to grace, when his call to holiness, his call to abandon and suffer a little bit our wicked ways becomes burdensome or inconvenient, we then turn and cry out for our Lord's crucifixion rather than to mortify ourselves. And the more we feed such a habit, the more blind we become to the evil that we commit. The more we give in to such a habit, the more we risk falling into one of two groups. We risk hardening our hearts in pride, or even faltering and falling into despair. The despairing soul sees their state as completely hopeless. They see themselves as too weak or too lost to actually overcome their sin, and so they give up trying altogether. Why try, after all, what seems so impossible? What seems like a waste of time? And they're somewhat correct. They themselves are too weak to vanquish such a vice from their lives themselves. But this is why Christ has come into the world and offered to pick us up, offered to pick our crosses up and carry them to Calvary, to help us, to fix what is broken, to restore what turned away, to lift up what fell. God always prefers the weak, because through our weakness his glory is made all the more manifest. Thus St. Paul tells us, I glory in my infirmity, because it makes God's glory that much greater. Such a one should turn themselves over to Christ, for God is never outdone in charity. Let him conquer all sin. The other group is the proud soul. They're so fixed in their sin that they refuse to give it up. They're so blinded by their habit that they believe that it is the church, nay, even God himself, which needs to change. And they harden their hearts to God's grace and refuse the inconvenience of his salvation. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, is madness. To such a one, we should say, to turn back to Christ who waits for you. See the true happiness he offers you in a peaceful conscience and true love. And leave this habit, which in reality only causes grief, before it's too late. Why serve a master who only brings misery and shame here and can only promise eternal misery in hell? Such a one is like the donkey from the gospel for the procession into Jerusalem, chained in their sins. And our Lord wishes to break them free and put them to his service. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have 1 week left before Easter to make this Lent fruitful. Remember that the laborers hired at the end of the day still received the same reward as those who worked from its beginning. If you have contracted such a habit of sin and are fighting against it, I encourage you to redouble your efforts this week and continue to fight valiantly for heaven. Rest assured in the grace of God. If you have not yet begun to fight, take this week, make a good confession, and enter deeply into the Paschal mystery, the mystery of our salvation, and entrust yourself to the grace of God and resolve to struggle until you have fought the good fight and have run the race. And if you have the good grace to be without such a habit, pray this week most especially for those who are lost most in despair and who are most deeply entrenched in their sins, that they may open themselves up to the love and mercy of God this Easter in a humble, heartfelt, and sincere confession and resolution to leave their sin behind and embrace the fullness of life which Christ offers them. May God bless you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.